Welcome back here to Saxonburg as we get you set for the start of the second half. Hawk Knights leading the Freeport Yellow Jackets 39-15. It started with the second half after we take another listen to our tonight's player profile.
Time now for our Hawk Knights Player Spotlight, a chance to get to know some of our players just a little bit better. Tonight's Player Spotlight introduces sophomore center Rocky Kopak. Rocky wears number 52 for the Knights and has been playing basketball since second grade. His favorite Hawk basketball memories include beating Chartiers Valley his freshman year. Rocky's a scholar athlete, enjoys history classes, and likes to follow the stock market. He plans to attend college after high school and would like to play baseball and study finance. In his spare time, Rocky likes to hang out with friends, baseball, and shoot trap. Tonight's Player Spotlight was brought to you by Heffron Tillotson. For your personal and business financial needs, please contact Heffron Tillotson's Mike McKee. You can contact him by phone at 412-633-1717 or by email at michael.mckee@heffron.com. Heffron Tillotson, meticulous wealth management since 1948. Member SIPC.
Well, we are just about ready for the start of the second half as the Knights complete their Freeport yet to come out of the locker room. And they trail the Hawk Knights 39-15. The Hawk once again with a significant lead in a game. And a big quarter as the Knights outscoring Freeport 25-4. Freeport coming out of the locker room and they're walking out. No enthusiasm there. Now we'll go to the second half. And Freeport's leading scorers, Vinnie Clark and Jalen Brown. For the Hawk Knights, Scott Frazier and Jake Scheit having a good game tonight. Jackets will go with the starters. Clark, Brown, Schaffhauser, Skradaski, and Alessino, while the Hawk Knights with Sanks, McKee, Frazier, Schreckengast, and Scheit. Knock has the ball to start in the second half. Good to have you back with us here on WISR. Scott Briggs at the mic tonight. Hawk Knights working the ball against the man defense of Freeport. Schreckengast across the top, drops it for Frazier. Frazier goes underneath to McKee. He lets it go out of bounds off of Freeport. And Hawk will inbound the ball. See if the Yellow Jackets try to change something up here. Scheit with the inbound. Out it comes to Frazier. Corner, Schreckengast. Schreck drives inside, back out to Frazier. Back around to Scheit for three. And Jake Scheit drains a three. 13 in the game for Jake. It's 42-15. Jalen Brown with the ball for Freeport at the top. Swings it around to the right side to Skradaski. Back out to Brown. Three-pointer, long ranger, and he gets it. Nine in the game. Frazier on the wing. Drops it back to Scheit. Scheit slowly across the top. Waits for a pick from McKee. Dribbles to the foul line and drops it for Frazier. Frazier goes in. Frazier's layup is good. Draws the foul, and the bucket's good. Didn't see much of a foul there as Frazier just came around the corner and went in. And so Scott Frazier now 16 in the game with a chance for 17. And the foul on Jalen Brown, his fourth. And Freeport can ill afford to lose Jalen Brown. And Scott Frazier gets the and one. 17 in the game for the Hawk junior. And that is just above his average of 16.8. Brown, Skradaski on the wing, goes to the basket. His layup goes up across the top and bounces in. Aiden Skradaski, his first points of the game. Here's McKee the other way, end-to-end, misses the layup. Rebound, Frazier. Frazier has the ball stripped off of him as he tries to go back up in the air and then reaches in against Jalen Brown and gets called for the foul. Looked like a pretty nice steal by Frazier. And Hawk with a missed layup. And the Jackets to inbound near sideline. Brown slowly across the center of the court. He'll go far side to Vinnie Clark. Clark with a drive, loses the ball, and it goes right to Brady McKee. He drops it for Scheidt. Scheidt into the corner to Julian Sanks for three. Sanks' three doesn't go. Schreckengoss putback, though, does. And Jarrett's got eight in the game. And Nock continues to struggle from three-point range. Here's Jaylen Brown's drive to the basket. Uncontested. Frazier now with the ball on the wing. Goes across court to Schreckengoss. Comes in, then back out. Goes to Sanks down the lane. Julian with a nice loss to handle. Goes out to Scheidt, and he drains the three. So Jake Scheidt now having himself a pretty good game. Here's Brown with a drive. Gets the foul in the bucket. Right now, Jaylen Brown is just going to the hole. But he's got four fouls. So Jake Scheidt, a career night here with 16. And Brown gets the and one. Knock with the ball. Frazier looking inside. They come to Scheidt on the wing. Scheidt to Sanks. Julian with a spin move in the paint. Drops it up and in for two. Nice little move by Julian down the lane. And then Freeport goes down the floor and gets an easy two as Matt Alessino snuck in front of everybody. And all of a sudden we've got points going at both ends of the floor. Outside Brady McKee for three, and McKee drains a three. So Nock, three threes to start this second half, had only four in the first half. And it's 55-27 Nock. Brown on the far wing working against Frazier. Tries to come in and Scott shuts him off. Sanks going for the steal against Schaffhauser. Gets a little too much body into him and picks up his third foul. And Julian will come to the sideline and Ryan Lang will come in. Well, Jackets inbound in front of their own bench. Into the backcourt it goes to Brown. 4.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter, 55-27 Nock. There's Clark for three. Off the side, doesn't go, rebound to Brown. Brown back out to Clark, almost throws it into the backside. And Schaffhauser gets it, spins at the foul line, almost loses it. Gets a shot up, rolls out, rebound to Ryan Lang. Lang looks ahead, here's Frazier underneath all by himself. What a pass by Ryan Lang. He looked right up the floor as soon as he got the ball, and Frazier was breaking to the basket. Knights by 30, here with 3:56 to go in the third. Schaffhauser into the corner, three-pointer for the Jackets is good by Aiden Skradaski, and he's got five in his quarter. And both teams just shooting the lights out right now. Frazier tries to work in, loses his dribble, comes back out to Scheidt, doesn't shoot the three. Scheidt almost has it taken away, but gathers it back in. Drops it for Frazier. Frazier, jumper from just inside the circle, rattles home. Well, Frazier now with a couple. There's Brown. Hop step, and then kick out for a three, and it doesn't go. And the three, the rebound to Scheidt. Scheidt drops it for Brady McKee. McKee outside to Lang. Lang goes baseline underneath, and Lang is hacked, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. Ryan went in there amongst the tall trees, and there really was no place for him to go, but he forced the shot and drew the foul on Matt Alessino, and it's his third. Ryan Lang at the line. Lang shooting 86% from the free throw line. So chances are he's going to make most of them. He is the Knights' best free throw shooter right now of the top seven. And Lang makes it 60-30. And it's 61-30. 3 minutes to go. Brown into the corner. Now Skradowski for another three, and he misses that one. Schreckengost with a rebound, and now Scheidt down the floor. Scheidt outside to Bajuzic. Drops it for Schreckengost. He'll shoot the three. Schreck's three goes in and out, and a rebound comes down underneath to Alessino. And Jaylen Brown comes down for Freeport. Brown, with Bajuzic in his face, tries to come around to the right, now goes to the basket. Walks with it down the lane, and no call. And Alessino gets the putback off the miss. He took like four steps right down through the paint. There's Lang working around the top after he took it from the corner. To Scheidt, back to Bajuzic as Knock works the top. Cole Lassinger in the game now for the Knights. Into the corner, Schreckengost. Schreckengost tries to come in, shut off, and tries to throw across the middle. And Jaylen Brown pulls it down, and they feed it to Schaffhauser down the lane and goes up for the layup, and he's fouled. It's not a good pass there by the Knock Knights. Bajuzic with a foul, his first. And that'll put Garrett Schaffhauser at the line to shoot two. 61-32, Knock in the lead here with just under 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. And Schaffhauser gets the first one. Three in the game for him. And more substitutions for the Jackets. Jaylen Brown will sit down with four fouls. And Christian Waronski on. Schaffhauser's second one is up and good. The Jackets 3-for-3 from the foul line here in the second half after doing only 2-for-7 in the first half. The Juzic to the corner to Scheidt. Scheidt back to the middle. Scheidt in the paint. Puts up a floater and drains it. 18 in the game for Jake Scheidt. Well, good to see him come alive scoring-wise. Kasparsic with the ball outside. Schaffhauser. And Bajuzic saw the ball loose and went after it and just got too much body into Schaffhauser for the foul. Schreckengost out and Frazier in. So you got a couple of bigs under there in Lassinger and Frazier. And Freeport with the ball. A minute 20 to go here in the third. Knock comfortably ahead. Clark outside. Fires across to Schaffhauser in the corner. Three-pointer on its way. Hits off the side. No good. Lassinger able to pull down the rebound. Into the corner to Frazier. Frazier looking underneath. Now goes to Scheidt on the right wing with a minute to go here in the third quarter. Bajuzic cuts. Scheidt follows him. Feeds underneath. And there's Cole Lassinger for the easy two. Nice job by Jake to deke everybody out. And Cole was there just waiting for it. Here's Clark into the paint. Comes back outside. Kasparsic with it. Kicks out to Waronski. Now back out to Clark. He'll take a three-pointer and get it. His second three of the game. And it's 65-37 with 30 seconds to go here in the third. Knock in the lead. Scheidt with the ball working for the final shot. Scheidt swings it around to Frazier with 14. Scott will work it to the top with 10. Drops it for Scheidt with 8. Scheidt works in with 4. Outside Bajuzic's got to hurry. Bajuzic with the shot at the buzzer doesn't go. And the Knock Knights comfortably in front here take a 65-37 lead into the fourth quarter. And we'll be back here to Knock High School. The final frame from Saxonburg right after this.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
Butler Health System's Faster Care locations offer flu shots and urgent care treatments for minor illnesses, injuries, sprains, and more. Located at Butler Commons in Butler, Franklin Village Mall in Katanning, Malone Road in Sarver, and Innovation Drive in Slippery Rock. BHS Faster Care offers walk-in physicals for school, sports, work, and more. Faster Care, caring at the speed of your life. Visit bhsfastercare.org. Most insurances accepted, including UPMC and Highmark.
Well, welcome back here to Nauk High School, where the Nauk Knights lead 65-37. And Freeport scoring 22 points in that quarter. It's the most points the Knights have given up in a single quarter all season long. And with a big lead, the Knights definitely have slacked off. Now they go to a 2-3 zone here to start the fourth quarter. Outside it comes. They work it around, trying to get an open look three. Jalen Brown with it all the way across the floor. Schaffhauser. Both teams sort of working now on defenses. Schaffhauser with a drive. Floater up off the side. No good. Tipped up in the air. Gets his own rebound underneath. Comes back in. No place to go, but forces the shot up and makes it. Garrett Schaffhauser with a good effort there to get two. And Ryan Lang leads the Nauk Knights back down the floor. He's on the floor with Pajuzic, McKee, Sanks, and Lassinger. Here's Sanks with it. Outside McKee. Nauk probably not going to shoot unless they have a really good shot. Here's Pajuzic with a drive. And Pajuzic's fouled on his way in. That'll be only the third team foul against the Jackets here in the second half. Lang with the inbound to Sanks in the corner, although Brady McKee thought it was for him. Go back to Lang for three. Lang's three doesn't go. Rebound by Freeport. Now Brown down the floor. Off on the right wing. Goes to the baseline, runner, up and good. Jalen Brown with a nice take to the basket. Nauk just definitely, the intensity level is a little bit lower right now than we've seen at many of their games this year. Here's Lang with a runner, wide open take to the basket. And pretty much the same thing there. Freeport just sort of let him go. And here's a ball pitched to the corner, but tipped away by Nauk outside. So Nauk still outscoring Freeport 26-22 in that third quarter. But again, that 22 points, that's the most the Knights have given up in a single quarter all year long. Jackets to inbound in front of their bench. In the corner it comes to Skradaski, back outside to Brown. Brown working against Ryan Lang. Swings it around to Carter for three. Carter's three doesn't go, and Lang has the rebound. Lang with Sanks ahead. Sanks goes in underneath and pulls it back out. Takes a three-pointer. Misses off the front. Rebound Lassinger underneath. Cole's putback is good. But Julian just didn't have a good runner for the 2 points, so he went out and shot the three. Here's a three-pointer by Freeport on the way. Is up and good by Woronski, and he's fouled. He'll go for the four-point play. Adam Bajuzic got into him, and Bajuzic's third foul. And both teams keeping pretty much their starters on the floor, although Freeport has Jason Kowalski on. And Woronski gets the four-point play. Second time we've seen that in two games. course, it was Knopf that got it at Derry. Sanks with a drive. Floater's up and good, and a foul. Julian with a good take to the basket, and you don't see Julian do that enough. I think if it's one knock on Julian, he just doesn't go to the basket as much as he should. But then again, when you're shooting like he does, you don't have to. But Julian with a take and the foul on Carter, and he gets the free throw. And a timeout taken. 5:33 to go, 72-45 knock. We'll be back to Saxonburg right after this timeout.
The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham offer a comprehensive range of services in civil law, litigation, corporate, labor, real estate, zoning and land use, personal injury, and municipal and school law. With offices in Butler and Cranberry, their attorneys strive to provide clients with exemplary service, meeting all of your legal needs. Call Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham, 724-283-2200, or visit dmkcg.com.
Well, midway through quarter number four, Knock leading 72-45. That is the seventh consecutive game that Knock has scored 70 or more points in their eight-game winning streaks, soon to be nine, dating back to the loss at Steel Valley. And remember how bad that loss was. And since then, the Knights have been on a tear. And really the only challenge they had was Highlands and Deer Lakes. The Highlands game, probably the best one so far this year in terms of a challenge for Knock, but they led by 10 most of the game. Here's Jaylen Brown with a three-pointer from the corner. Goes off the back, and Sanks has the rebound. Gives it away underneath. And Freeport's got the easy two. From Zion Adams. Here's Schreckengast with the runner. He's got two. Freeport now into their bench pretty good. Would expect to see the same from Ron McNabb here shortly. Feed into the middle, knocked away by Lassinger, but right to Jaylen Brown, and he goes up and lays it in for two more. And knocked back the other way. Up by 25 here with 4:30 to go. Lang, Frazier playing catch. Working against the zone now of Freeport. Feed to Lassinger, low post. Cole goes up, shoots and scores. Six in the game for Cole Lassinger. He's feeding it into the big guy and let him go to the hole. Brown again, tries to come inside, stolen by Schreckengast. Here's Schreck, three on one. Schreck will go up and lay it in. Easy two for Jared. He's got 12 in the game. Both teams here, I think, just going through the motions now in this one. Jaylen Brown kicks it outside. Three-pointer on its way. And good by Skradacki, I believe. Lying to Schreckengast. He'll swing it out to Lassiger. Off around the corner to Lang. 3:20 to go. Ryan just being patient, working it in down the lane. Ryan goes in, draws the fouls. He's going for the shot. And he'll go to the line to shoot two more. Getting a lot of standing around right now by both teams. Fouls on Kowalski. And seeing both teams now about ready to empty the bench. Lang at the line to shoot two. That's eight in the game for Ryan Lang. That's where Rocky Kopac comes on. He and Lassinger will be the wall underneath with Ryan Lang, Scott Frazier, and Adam Bajuzic, and look for Scott to come off here pretty quick as Lang gets the second one. 80-52 Knock. Far side, Carter swings it all the way around into the corner. Three-pointer by the Jackets doesn't go. Kopac can't get the rebound. Carter does. Drive inside, kick outside. Three-pointer by Carter up again. No good. Tipped up in the air. Lang gets it. Lang off to Frazier on the wing. Frazier down the lane. Frazier lays it up, rolls off the side. Kopac gets it, and then is hit from behind, and Rocky will go to the line to shoot. One-on-one, I believe. I'm going to say two shots, yeah. So Rocky will shoot two. Fouls on Alessino, his fourth, but really those don't much matter right now. As Rocky hits the first one. Braden Tristani comes on to the game for the Knock Knights. As Frazier goes out, he's done. And Kopac launches the second one and it rolls in. So two for two for Rocky Kopac. 81-52, just under three to go. And Freeport. Inside it goes. Shot no good. Rebound Kopac. Out to Lang on the wing. Lang to the foul line. Corner, Bajuzic for three. It rolls out. Kopac can't get the rebound. And they're going to say it came off of Rocky out of bounds. And with 2:28 to go, Freeport will get the ball down by 30 to Knock. Jack Skirka into the ball game for the Knights. So Tristani and Skirka off the bench. Jackets have a Braden Clark in, and you can see the students all want him to shoot. He'll get the ball. Every time he touches the ball, the Freeport student section goes crazy. Comes around Kopac and then back outside for Freeport. They're just working the ball around. Here's a three-pointer, and good by Braden Clark. And the Freeport fans are going nuts. Here's Lang with a, don't know what that was. Gave it to outside, three-pointer from Freeport. Off the side, won't go. Ball's loose, Ryan Lang has it. Lang with a minute 35, pulls up outside. Far side to Skirka. Skirka to Tristani. Tristani has the ball taken away from him, but he and Skirka battle for it. Tristani comes up with it, battle for it on the ground. And they're going to call a foul against Knock. The foul's going to be called against Tristani. And that is the... So the rest of the JV squad comes in. McMillan comes in. And Buderbaugh comes in. And Clark will go to the line to shoot one-on-one. Braden Clark, a junior, obviously a fan favorite. Gets the first one. Pretty good shooter thus far. He's made every shot he took. 82-56, Knock in the lead, so it's not a question of the final of the winner. It's just what's the final. Here's Kopac with a rebound of the miss. And Skirka quickly across the timeline as we're down to 1:10 to go. See if Knock will just work the ball here for end of the game. Skirka trying to feed it low to Kopac, and it's stolen away. Freeport with a runner down the floor, and that shot's blocked by Tristani. But he's going to be called for his second foul. And with just under a minute to go, Freeport will send another guy to the line. This will be Connor Holloway at the line, and he misses the first one. Well, this one's sort of gotten kind of boring in the last 5 minutes. Second shot no good. Rebound to Tristani. A little sloppy on both ends. Skurka in and then back out. So we're down to 45. Skurka goes in and has the ball taken away from him as he tries to shoot. Tried to force that one in. And here's Braden Clark again. He's got another three. '82-'59. Skurka goes in and ball knocked away from Skurka out of bounds with 21 seconds to go. And Freeport, one more substitution, Cole Fuhrer. So Skurka to inbound for the Knock Knights, gets it underneath to McMillan. McMillan goes around, but he shoots. That misses. The ball goes out of bounds. Well, no, Freeport able to gather it in. Into the corner, another three-pointer, and this time he misses. So Braden Clark is not going to be perfect tonight. 2 for 3 from three-point range and 1 for 2 from the foul line. 7 seconds to go, and Knock will just slowly walk down the floor, and that'll be it. The Knock Knights, winners now of 9 in a row, and finish the first half of the conference season perfect at 5-0. The Knock Knights, 82. The Freeport Yellow Jackets, 59. That's your final. We'll come back to recap here from Saxonburg right after these messages.
Just when you thought you had your best deal,
it's Troy, the deal-making man.
The Dealmaking Man assures you have your absolute best deal on every new and used Troy Allen Chevrolet Buick and GMC. The Dealmaking Mugs are here. Get yours now and receive an additional $200 off your next deal. At Troy Allen, we're good to the last deal.
The Dealmaking Man saved us thousands.
Meet the real Dealmaking Man today at Troy Allen Chevrolet Buick and GMC in Slippery Rock.
When it comes to concrete, we rock. Concrete for your home, concrete for industrial use. John W. Thrower Company in Saxonburg is the name to remember. For sand and gravel, use Throwers. They really dig what they do, and they're fully insured. Dry bags of cement and mortar or poured concrete for your foundation, driveway, footers, and more. Call Throwers today and find out why they're the best in the business. Throwers Concrete in Saxonburg. Call 352-9421. A trusted name that is rock solid.